Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Baseball. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. Welcome to Simon Field on the campus of DC Everest High School. We're getting ready for high school baseball. The Evergreens trying to break a three-game losing streak and trying to get today's game in against Marshfield before the rain gets here. And I think Mother Nature is going to smile on us, although it is a humid and overcast afternoon. Rain showers still seem to be a little bit away, according to our radar up here in the press box, and I get the feeling that we are going to get today's game in. We're going to see the Evergreens sending their ace. Brady Burrell will go to the mound. He's figured in all three of the Evergreens' victories so far this season. Colton Zarcata will get the start from Marshfield. And Marshfield has been a streaky kind of team. They rattled off a five-game winning streak earlier in the season, then they lost three of their last here in the week against Merrill, winning the first game and then dropping the nightcap. You know, as the Evergreens try and get back on track, they're facing now a tougher part of their schedule. They squandered those games against the easier opponents. Marshfield is in second place in the Valley Conference standings, and when the Evergreens play again next Tuesday, it'll be their rematch against first-place Spash. Will be their fourth win of the season and their second win in Valley Conference play. We'll spend some time with Evergreens coach Dave Langdon after this three-minute break. We're in pregame coverage, DC Everest baseball against Marshfield on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. the odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We are Mugwort!
Welcome back to Simon Field, D.C. Everest Baseball. We're in pregame. Chris Conley. Wet field today. We took a lot of rain earlier this morning and during the overnight. A couple of bags of Diamond Dry to get the infield ready, particularly the areas around third and second base where the field has some drainage problems. It's been kind of a rough week for the Evergreens. We started on Monday with the team giving up a 7-run lead and then falling in extra innings to Wausau West 12-8. Team didn't play much better defense when they played yesterday against the, two games ago against Wisconsin Rapids. That was a 10-2 loss, but only five of those 10 runs were earned. The Evergreens committed another four errors. Let's spend some time in our Conley and the Coach segment speaking with Everest baseball coach Dave Langvin. Coach, I guess one of the frustrations is that the team played better baseball earlier in the season than what they're playing now. And you always hope that there's improvement from one game or from one week to the next, and that just really hasn't happened, at least not yet, with this team.
We just got to play more consistently and make the basic plays. When you field the ground ball and you have it right in your hands and you're ready to make it and you make a bad throw, that's correctable. That's easy. I think we just got to change our focus on that. That's what we worked on last night. So hopefully, of course, it was indoors again, but that's what we worked on.
I was going to ask that because last night was senior banquet night, so that kind of cuts into practice time, and the weather wasn't cooperative again. So do you get time to work on those sorts of things at practice, or is it just the games come one after another that at some point is the team just that they are the way they are?
Well, we made a point of it to work on some of that last night, but, they were only there for an hour, so it was, they didn't even get to hit. So then the seniors had to take off and get ready for their banquet. So, we try to do the best we can with what we got. So we'll see where we go.
Brady Burrell pitches tonight. Obviously, he's the pitcher that gives you the best chance of winning. What's his availability innings or pitch count wise?
Well, we're looking probably four innings out of him. Pitch count, he was pretty efficient the other night. He only had about 62 pitches in five innings. And, if he can replicate that, we'll see if we can go. But we're going to have somebody ready this time around.
All right, good luck today, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Dave Langvin speaking with us on the field before the start of warm-ups for D.C. Everest and Marshfield, as it's going to be probably the warmest afternoon for baseball that we've seen so far, a little humid and a little muggy, although we see some sunshine break through the clouds on what's going to be an overcast day. I'm Chris Conley, and let's meet the starting lineups. First, the pitching matchup. Brady Burrell, as you heard, gets the start for D.C. Everest. Colton Zahadgra gets the start for Marshfield today. Here's the batting order for the visiting Marshfield Tigers. They are 8-4 on the season. Leading off in center field is Caleb Alexander. Second baseman Sam Klein will bat second. Dalton Varsho, leading hitter in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, will catch and bat third. Designated hitter batting for the pitcher in cleanup spot is Jack Donahue. The first baseman J.C. Krasselt will bat fifth. Shortstop bat sixth, Trevor Schwedke. In left field, Mitch Zillman will bat seventh. Batting eighth is Zevon Dehodgra. He's playing in right field. And batting ninth is the third baseman, Cameron Swanson. For the Marshfield Tigers, it's Alexander, Klein, Varsho, Donahue, Krasselt, Schwedke, Zillman, Zahadgra, and Swanson. Now for the home D.C. Everest Evergreens, it's their third straight home game at Simon Field. Catching and leading off is Mason Hagenbusher for D.C. Everest. Cody Cocker will start at third base and will bat second. Mike Plaza, leading hitter on the team, bats third and plays left field. Wyatt Brown, whose bat is starting to heat up a little bit, moves up in the batting order. Wyatt Brown plays center field and will bat cleanup. Brady Burrell, the pitcher, bats for himself in the fifth spot in the batting order. Batting sixth in right field is Sean Ludke. Batting seventh is the second baseman, Nathan Sliefeld. Sliefeld had been DH'd for earlier in the season. Sliefeld will bat for himself today. Josh Merchant will play first base and will bat eighth, and Alex Kell will bat ninth, the shortstop for the Evergreens. So for the 3-6 D.C. Everest Evergreens, the lineup again, Hagenbusher, Cocker, Plaza, Brown, Burrell, Lutke, Sliefeld, Merchant, and Kell as the D.C. Everest Evergreens try and break this three-game losing streak. Visiting Marshfield Tigers, where they're batting jerseys today, That's the black trimmed in the orange and the gray pants. And the Evergreens wear their road uniforms for this home game, trying to get anything going to change their luck. They're in their grays, trimmed in green and DC Everest yellow. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we're sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. That's Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of DC Everest Sports. What little wind there is again blowing out to right field. The wind will not be a factor today. The weather may be. It's a very soft and waterlogged field today, and the infield, again, is dry only because of the diamond dry that's been spread so far. This field has taken a lot of water in the last 24 hours. The crowd at Simon Field now rises for the playing of our national anthem. First pitch between D.C. Everest and Marshfield coming up in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast straining for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
This is Race Day on Fox.
The fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Let's go to Matthew in Venice Beach, California. Welcome.
As a driver as a whole, who do you think is the better driver, Formula One or NASCAR?
Woo! I would have to say, you know, you're going back to with Michael Schumacher and Anton Senna, guys like that, even back when I would almost go with an F1 driver at that point, like Mario Andretti, who's done everything and has success in multiple forms of racing.
Okay, told you.
All right, man. Hey, guys, appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. I love that. A little argument in the car, and I have to get it settled by calling a national radio show. You got to love it.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
A little bit of sunshine starting to peek through at Simon Field as we're ready for baseball. Top of the first, Brady Burrell against Caleb Alexander. Swings and misses, and we are underway at Simon Field. It is over Wyatt Brown's head and goes all the way to the wall. Wyatt Brown, with his speed, tries to hold him to second, going to third, and he's in there, a leadoff triple for Caleb Alexander. No doubt about it, he hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark. This Marshfield team can hit, and Caleb Alexander starts off the game 90 feet away from home plate with a long, long triple. Now, that was a line drive, and Wyatt Brown had to go way back. And, you know, Wyatt Brown is the fastest player on the field for either of these two teams. And there was no way he was going to catch up with that. Hit straight over his head on a line. Here comes second baseman Sam Klein trying to pick up that runner at third base. Klein's a left-handed batter against right-handed throwing Brady Burrell. Here's the first pitch. It's a ground ball to third. Holding the runner is Cody Cocker. Throws over to first and gets him. Good defensive play. And this Evergreen's defense, which has had trouble during the season, there's a good play. So we'll give the pat on the back where it's deserved there. Cody Cocker did exactly what you want him to do at third base. Fielded the ball cleanly, looked the runner back to third, preventing the run from scoring, and then had a strong and accurate throw across the diamond. Here comes Dalton Varsho. Dalton Varsho catches, and he is the leading hitter for batting average, and he leads the league in hits in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And the Evergreens shade him to right center. Michael Plaza, the left fielder, is playing well in the gap. He's playing almost in left center field. They kind of swing the outfield around a little bit towards the right field line. First pitch is outside for a ball to Varsho. Varsho's kind of got an unusual stance. He keeps that bat almost right on his shoulder. Brady Burrell gives him another off-speed pitch, and it's down low, two balls and no strikes. Varsho is a left-handed batter. I know that my colleague Tom King, who does the Walsall East game, saw Marshfield play a doubleheader against each. The Tigers took both of those games. That pitch is up high, three balls, no strikes. Except that Varsho was a line drive hitter every time he came up to the plate. Got eight or nine at-bats, and even when he was retired, he was hitting the ball on a line. Three balls and no strikes is the count here to Varsho, and that's a fastball that's over. It's 3-1. While we have a moment here, let's check the Evergreens defense. We'll start in the outfield. Michael Plaza starts in left. Wyatt Brown is in center. It's Sean Ludke who gets the start in right. Evergreens defense on the infield. Cody Cocker's at third. Alex Kell at shortstop. Nathan Sleepert's at second base. And Josh Merchant gets the start at first because Brady Burrell is pitching. Swing and a miss. That was a home run cut there, but he was going for a pitch that was up high and a little out of the strike zone. The count is three balls and two strikes. The Evergreens battery, Mason Hagenbusher catches. 3-1 right-hander Brady Burrell is on the mound. And Burrell is trying to get Varsho here, leaving that runner stranded at third. There's one out and a runner on third base from a leadoff triple. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, Burrell to Varsho. It's up high, and Dalton Varsho has walked. Well, I mean, the Evergreen strategy today may be to make sure that Dalton Varsho does not beat you. And even on 3-2, I don't think Burrell was trying to waste that pitch or give in. The fastball was up high, though. J.C. Krasselt, who we saw a lot. White outside shooting specialist during the winter sports season. He bats with one out and runners on the corners. And there's a throw over to first to keep Dalton Varsho close. I was talking about this before the game. Yeah, I'm trying to estimate how much area there is between the foul line and the fence, because the foul area at Simon Field is huge. If it's 90 feet between the bases, it's probably two-thirds of that distance to the foul line. Brady Burrell's pitch to Krasselt is up high for ball one. With so much distance, maybe 70 feet or so, could make an argument that you would want to limit your throws over to first base. If you're going to make a pickoff throw, maybe you don't want that A pickoff move where you're throwing it down towards the bag hoping for a tag. Maybe you want to throw towards the first baseman's chest just to keep the runner honest. Because when you throw the ball away, it could roll 70 feet, and those runners are going to take not one but two bases on you. Batter fakes that he's going there, pitches up high, and Brady Burrell falls behind in the count, two balls and no strikes. And to follow up on that thought a little bit, you know, during the course of a season, maybe you'll pick off two or three runners over an entire season if you're lucky. If you throw the ball away eight or nine times and have a runner that moves from first to third on a two-base error, well, does that make a lot of sense? Pitch is on the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. We are just underway in the top of the first, and there is no score, but Marshfield's already threatening. They have runners on first and third with one out. Brady Burrell's about to deliver his 2-1 pitch. Nope, he throws over to first, and there is that low pickoff throw, and he almost got Dalton Varsho there. That was a close play at first base. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. 2-1 pitch, Burrell is going home to check swing, and it's a call strike on Jack Donahue. Donahue is the designated hitter for the Tigers. Their pitcher, Colton Zahadka, does not bat in today's game. And as good as Marshfield has been this year, this is primarily a junior-based team. Marshfield could be even better a year from now. Pickoff throw over to first. And again, Dalton Varsho is back safely. The Evergreens play the shortstop and second baseman far back. They're trying to turn two should the ball be hit towards the middle. First baseman and third baseman playing in. Runner well off the base, and there's a pitch that's bounced in front of the plate. And, you know, half going is Dalton Varsho, and he's going to take second base. Even though that pitch bounced low, I believe that Varsho's intention was to go there. He'll get credit for a stolen base, I believe, even though that ball bounced in front of catcher Mason Hagenbusher. Understand that we may be having some connectivity problems here from Simon Field today. That could be weather-related. We'll try and reset while we're in between innings. Three balls and two strikes with one out here. And here comes Brady Burrell's pitch to Donahue. Swing and a miss, and he got him. There's the second out. Now it is J.C. Krasselt who takes his turn. Sorry, he says his name, Krasselt. And Krasselt is a left-handed batter, and Brady Burrell now for the second time in the inning is going to the tongue depressor to try and get some of the dirt out of his spikes. At Simon Field, there is no tarp, but we do cover the pitcher's mound and the home plate area for bad weather, but still a lot of moisture on what's really kind of a wet track today. Runners are on second and third with two outs as Brady Burrell tries to work out of trouble. Pitch to J.C. Krasselt is inside for ball one. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs at Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. 1-0 pitch, there's a swing and a miss. Burrell changed speeds there. It's one ball and one strike. Caleb Alexander led off the game with a triple, but he is still at third base. Dalton Varsho reached on a walk and has since stolen second and has advanced. So there are two runners in scoring position. But Brady Burrell trying to hold him scoreless. 1-1 pitch off speed, swing and a miss. That's foul tipped. Got away from catcher Mason Hagenbusher, and for a moment that runner at third was moving down the line until the home plate umpire threw up the arms. Foul tip. One ball, two strikes. That's what we like to see. One ball and two strikes, so Brady Burrell is one pitch away from stranding two runners in scoring position. Let's see if he can do it. Checks that runner at third with a long set. Fastball just missed down low. Thought Brady aimed that pitch a little bit. He'll do it again at Chase. It's down low. The count goes full, 3-2. Should the Evergreens lose Krasselt, the bases would be loaded for Trevor Schwecke, who awaits in the on-deck circle. Let's see if we get to that point or not. Brady Burrell taking a long time on the pitcher's mound, looking in to get his sign. 3-2 pitch with two outs. Here it comes, and just down low, ball four. Burrell has issued his to get those final two outs, the two outs that never came. Bases are loaded here with two outs in the top of the first. Marshfield yet to score, and here's the pitch to Trevor Schwecke, and that is outside high for ball one. So Brady Burrell with a little trouble finding the plate. Nowhere to put Schwecke with Mitch Zillman in the on-deck circle for the Tigers. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. Marshfield is only one hit. The other two runners on base are there via walks. And here comes the 1-0 pitch. After a check of that runner at third base, that pitch is over for strike one. Yeah, very often in these bases-loaded situations, it's obvious that the batter is going to take until the first strike comes. Which is why almost in these bases-loaded positions, You want to get that first pitch over, even if it's in danger of being hit, because a lot of times that's just not the way the teams are playing it. It's one ball, one strike. Burrell again looking over to third. Here's the pitch, and that's popped up on the right side of the infield. Drifting far out into foul territory now is the right fielder Sean Lutke, who makes the catch to retire the side. Marshfield loads the bases but does not score. At the end of one half inning, Tigers nothing, D.C. Everest coming to bat. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Alexander is in center field, and Zevin Zahakra is playing right field. Colton Zahakra is today's pitcher. Marshfield infield left to right. Cameron Swanson's the third baseman. Trevor Schwedke is the shortstop. Sam Klein. Probably under 6 feet. Throws right hand and kind of slings the ball. Pretty good velocity. He'll face Mason Hagenbusher, Cody Cocker, and Michael Plaza to lead off the bottom of the first inning for the Evergreens. DC Everest Baseball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports. Mallory and Zimmerman wishing all area athletes a successful season. Not quite sure what the delay is here. It's taken a long time to get this Marshfield team warmed up and to get our bottom of the first inning underway. And now Mason Hagenbusher is indeed approaching the batter's box and ready to hit. Mason Hagenbusher hitting 371. He's 13 of 25 for the season. And you'd just like to see the Evergreens get off to a good start. Two things that you'd like to see here. Improved defense from DC Everest. And a good start after not hitting all that much at a 10-2 loss to Wisconsin Rapids the last time they played. Zahadgra's first pitch is up high to Mason Hagenbusher up above the shoulders for ball one. They play Hagenbusher straight away. The third baseman is a step or two in, guarding the line to left field. One ball, no strike pitch, line drive. Nice piece of hitting down to right field. Good job cutting it off here by Devin Zahadgra to hold Mason Hagenbusher to a leadoff single. And Mason Hagenbusher hit that one on a line to right. And because it was down the line a little bit, Devin Zahadgra had to hustle over there to keep it from getting by him and going all the way to the wall. Here comes Cody Cocker to the Evergreens batting order. Cody Cocker also bats lefty, so 1-2 in the Evergreens batting lineup, both left-handed hitters. Mason Hagenbusch's got a moderate lead, now takes an extra step or two as the pitch comes home, and it's down low to Cody Cocker for ball one. Yeah, Marshfield may be a little frustrated, loading the bases in the first inning, failing to push a run across. Leadoff triple to start the ball game, and the runner did not advance the final 90 feet to score. Now the Evergreens are trying to be more opportunistic. Runner on first, none out, and here comes the pitch to Cody Cocker. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop is over and has it go through his legs and into the outfield. Mason Hagenbusch is going to take an extra base. He'll go from second to third. It was right up the middle, so this one could be scored a hit, even though the shortstop, Trevor Schwetke, kind of got over there and didn't have the range. Schwetke is going to be assessed an error there. So the Evergreens have runners on first and third, with nobody out for Michael Plaza. The Evergreen starter that is still above 400. At the start of the week, Plaza's batting average was an even 500. Pitches down low and almost bounces away from catcher Dalton Varsho. Varsho had to scramble a little bit to his right to make that play and pick up that loose ball. So it is ball one to Michael Plaza. Wyatt Brown was moved up in the Everest order. He was hitting sixth. Wyatt Brown is now hitting fourth, and he awaits on deck. And you know what? We've just called a balk, and the Evergreens are going to get a run. Colton Zahadra, I think he went to his mouth while he was on the mound. I think that's what the infield umpire is there. I didn't quite see what called the balk there, but the Evergreens will get a run, and the runner will advance from second. So Mason Hagenbusch comes in on the balk, and Cody Cocker advances to second. Evergreens will take it any way that comes. And now Michael Plaza, after the balk call on Colton Zahadra, Plaza will bat with none out and a runner on second base with one run in for the Evergreens. So how about that? In that Walsall West game, the Evergreens had a balk that went against them. Now they get the call the other way against Marshfield. The pitch is on the outside corner to Plaza. That's strike one. It's one ball, one strike. We'll want to keep an eye on the next two or three pitches on Colton Zahadra. A lot of times with a younger pitcher, they're a little bit rattled after the unusual call comes against him. And with the runner on second, pitcher's mound. So pitcher and umpire are in close proximity here. 1-1 pitch, Michael Plaza line drive to right center field. Right fielder's going back, it's over his head. Another run's going to score, and Michael Plaza's got at least a double. He's going for third, and there will not be a throw. A triple, stand-up triple for Michael Plaza. The first three Evergreens to come to the plate have reached, and the Evergreens have a 2-0 lead. And Michael Plaza, who I don't think is the fastest kid on the team, saw that as a triple right away. Michael Plaza did not hesitate for a moment around third base, determined right away that he was going to try and stretch that to a triple, and made it in there without a throw. And now Marshfield is going to huddle up at the pitcher's mound around pitcher Colton Zahadra. Zahadra is off to a shaky start here. He's allowed a line drive hit to Mason Hagenbusch, had a runner reach on an infield error, and now the triple to Michael Plaza. And the Evergreens have two runs in, leading 2-0 and looking for more here in the bottom of the first inning. You know what? The Evergreens need to have this killer instinct here. They've got the runner on third and no out, so they have to get more runs in here. And we're waiting now for the 2-0 pitch. There's a swing and a miss. Wyatt Brown went after a high, hard fastball for strike one. In between innings, we will try and reboot our Comrex 10,000. I understand back from our broadcast studio that there are times that our broadcast has been dropping out. And with the Evergreens scoring runs, we don't want you to miss a moment. One ball, no strikes. The count to Wyatt Brown holds off there on an outside fastball. It's one ball, one strike. If Colton Zahadra has a second pitch, we have not seen it. I think we've seen nothing but fastballs from him so far. And that should play into the hands of Wyatt Brown. Not sure if the Evergreens have any scouting on Zahadra as a pitcher. But Wyatt Brown, fastball hitter, maybe that's one of the reasons if the Evergreens know that that's the stuff that's being offered today. Off-speed pitch here, and Wyatt Brown reaches out for it. It's a fly ball to right field. Devin Zahadra makes the catch. Tagging up and scoring from third base is Michael Plaza, and the Evergreens have a lead 3-0. Wyatt Brown with a sacrifice fly to right field. And you know what? There's going to be an appeal play to third base that the runner left too soon. And did they just call that runner out? I think they did. Oh, my. They're going to say on the appeal that Michael Plaza left too soon. And Coach Dave Langman wants an explanation from the umpire. And the home plate umpire is talking it over now with Coach Langman. But the indication is that Michael Plaza will not have scored. And you know what? Now the home plate umpire and the infield umpire are going to huddle up to talk this over. And that is indeed the call that Michael Plaza is out, and that would be the second out of the inning. So Plaza will be retired for leaving too early on a sacrifice fly. The Evergreens do not get the run, and the bases now are empty with two outs for Brady Burrell. Well, there's a tough break for the Evergreens. Most of the Evergreens' mistakes so far in the season have come in the field. This one comes on the base paths, and the first pitch to Burrell is a strike. And you just got to hope that that run that's literally taken off the boards for the Evergreens, not going to come back and haunt them. Colton Zahadgra gets a big, big break. Pitch to Brady Burrell is outside. It's one ball and one strike. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. And here's a line drive caught by the first baseman, J.C. Krasselt. He robs Brady Burrell of what was going to be an extra base hit down the right field line. So the Evergreens make a mistake on the bases, have a couple of hard hit balls that turn into outs. They get two runs on two hits and one error. At the end of one inning, it's D.C. Everest 2, Marshfield nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are
and we'll lead things off. Again, Burrell was touched up for a triple. He walked two batters, but got out of the inning unscathed. And the first pitch to Mitch Zilman is up high. That's ball one. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by our new website, everythingevergreens.com. If you're at the game, you can post your photos to our website using the hashtag DCEverest. It's also where you can hear all of our podcasts and see our game photographs at everythingevergreens.com. Second pitch down the third base line is foul over the chain link fence and out of play. It's one ball and one strike. Devin Zahadgra is awaiting in the on-deck circle. Devin and Colton, both playing for Marshfield. Colton is the pitcher. Devin is the right fielder today for the Tigers. Brady Burrell looking in. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Off speed, way out in front of it. Mitch Zilman is down in the count. Early in the morning, the Evergreens next take the field on Tuesday here at Simon Field against Stevens Point. Off-speed pitch there, misses down low. It's two balls and two strikes. Brady Burrell working to Mitch Zilman. And Burrell working with the lead, 2-0 as we play the top of the second inning. Now Brady Burrell looks in. This is going to be the off-speed pitch. He kind of tipped this off. Nope, saw that wrong. Fastball, outside corner, strike three. Mitch Zillman is down. I thought from my vantage point, and again, we look at these, we look at the pitcher's mound between home plate and third base. Looked to me like Brady Burrell was shifting that ball in his glove like he was trying to get a grip for his off-speed pitch. No, he came with the fastball. I saw that wrong. If I was batting, I would have looked foolish. Instead, Burrell gets his second strikeout, and here comes Devin Zahadgra, right-handed batter, right fielder, pitches outside to him, ball one. One of the things also we've talked about a little with this Evergreens team is that they've tended to play up or down to the level of their opponents. Now, I think the Evergreens are better than Marshfield and better. Here's a soft line drive to the shortstop going up high to get it. Making the catch is Alex Kell. That was not hit hard, but Alex Kell still had to time his jump to go up high and get it, and he got it. First two batters are retired. Yeah, I think the Evergreens at times have played up or down to their opponents. Yeah, the Evergreens knew, for instance, when they played Spash earlier this year, that runs are going to be hard to come by. The Evergreens played them to a 1-0 game. A solid defensive effort for the Evergreens. And then you see a Walsall West or a team like Marshfield or Medford, or Wisconsin Rapids or Merrill. These are teams that the Evergreens are better than. And, you know, they kind of play down to the level of Walsall West and Medford and Wisconsin Rapids, and all those games were losses. Pitch is over for strike one, and here's Burrell's second offering. That is also on the outside corner. Hit his spot with that fastball. And Brady Burrell is up, no balls and two strikes, with two outs and none on here in the top of the second inning. So after kind of a rocky first inning, Brady Burrell looks like he's settled down a lot and has found his groove here in the second. Here is his 0-2 pitch, took a little something off, and Cameron Swanson has swung and missed a three-up, three-down inning for Brady Burrell. The Evergreens will come up in the bottom of the second when we come back after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. One in six Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Simon Field, where the Evergreens have a 2-0 lead, and it should be a 3-0 lead if it wasn't for Michael Plaza's base-running mistake. Evergreens trying not to look back. They'll send Sean Lutke, Nathan Sleaford, and Josh Merchant to the plate. Sean Lutke to lead off, another left-handed batter against Colton Zahadra. Zahadra comes set, and here's his first pitch for the bottom of the second. First ball hitting inside. Two at-bats. That's a .364 batting average. Lutke had two hits the last time the Evergreens played against Wisconsin Rapids. There were two players with two hits in that ball game for D.C. Everest. They are Wyatt Brown and the aforementioned Sean Lutke. That pitch is outside. It's one ball and one strike. Evergreens baseball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Evergreens looking to build on this 2-0 lead. Here's a pop foul coming towards the roof of our press box. Nope, a little bit over. Out towards the concession stand line. Look out over there. It's one ball and two strikes. On deck is Nathan Sleaford for the Evergreens. Sleaford is still looking. Evergreens. Again, two hits last time the Evergreens played. And he's got a single to lead off the second inning. So now we'll see if Nathan Sleaford can get himself going at the plate. Sleaford's a righty, and so far, again, Colton Zahadgra looks pretty hittable. To see if Nathan Sleaford recognizes that and gets his hacks in with that leadoff runner at first. And see if the Evergreens are looking to move the runner over to build on this 2-0 lead. Sometimes when you do a hit and run, you force that batter to swing, and sometimes that can help get someone out of a slump. First pitch to Sleaford is down low. And Sleaford is looking over at Coach Dave Langbin down the third base line, see if anything's on. Coach Langbin touches the right-hand side of the pants and claps. One of those is the sign that we're looking for here. Sleaford digs in against Zahadgra. Here's the pitch. Overhand, kind of a funny delivery, and that one is a high strike. One ball and one strike. And again, Sleaford and the runner at first, Ludke, all looking over at third base. One of the things that you try and teach the runner at first base is that when you're on base, you have to hold that stare at the third base coach. If you look away early, that's the sign that nothing is on. Looking to bunt here and failing to get the bunt down, bunted foul. Nathan Sleaford gives up strike two there. It's one ball and two strikes. And again, while our home plate umpire puts a new ball in play, runner at first and batter are both looking down at their coach, getting the signs here. With two outs, do you ask Sleaford to still try and execute the bunt, or do you let him swing away? The count will be one ball and two strikes. Again, Sleaford's job in this situation, any way you can, either by hitting or by laying down the bunt, is to try and move that runner over because there's no one out here. So let's see if Nathan Sleaford can do that with two strikes. He's waiting on the 1-2 pitch. Zahadra is coming home. The pitch is grounded down the third baseline, just foul. If the third baseman Cameron Swanson picked that up in fair territory, it would have been a very long throw and would have been a very tough play. Would have been a tough out. Evergreens with two runs in. And if you didn't hear during that bottom of the first inning, the Evergreens looked like they had a third run in on a sacrifice fly to right. And instead, Mike Plaza, the runner at third, called out for leaving too soon. Runner is going here. Hit and run is on, and it's going to be a base hit into left field. And the Evergreens have runners at first and second. So Nate Sleaford does indeed get his first hit of the year. And his teammates congratulate him for it. Here comes Josh Merchant. Again, you get the feeling that Josh Merchant may also be heating up soon enough. Josh Merchant, right-handed batter. The Evergreens have four hits, and here we are playing the bottom of the second inning. Josh Merchant looked to bunt there for a moment. Pulls the bat back at ball one. Alex Kell will be next to bat for the Evergreens. Then we'll go right back to the top of the lineup for DC Everest. Runner at second is Sean Lutke. The runner at first is Nathan Sleaford, both there with singles to lead off the second. Merchant is looking to bunt and bunts this one foul down the first base line. I will tell you this about Josh Merchant. You just get the feeling that he has not been called on to bunt all that much in his baseball career. Merchant, you get the feeling from Little League right on up, has always been kind of a big kid. You know, the kind of kid that you'd like to take his hacks and see if he can hit the ball. One ball, one strike here. If he was going to bunt with no strikes, I would imagine that he would be looking to bunt here with one strike. Let's see if the sacrifice is still on. It's one ball and one strike. Zahadra, and again the bunt is down, and again it is bunted foul. So the Evergreens having trouble executing. Long look down to the third base coaching box for Josh Merchant. And here comes the one ball, two strike pitch. Colton Zahadra pitching to Josh Merchant. Here it comes, and that ball is bounced in front of home plate. That's ball two. It's two balls, two strikes. Back in our studio, again, we understand that our Comrex 10,000, our stereo broadcast equipment, is having some connectivity problems. So we're giving you an alternate telephone feed. We trade off a little bit of sound quality for a little bit of consistency so you can hear our broadcast. The Evergreens are up 2-0 as we play the bottom of the second. None out, runners on first and second. Imagine the sacrifice here is off for Merchant. He'll get a chance to swing away. And he taps it up the third baseline. Everybody is going to be safe. Josh Merchant, ball is thrown away down the first baseline, and the Evergreens are going to get themselves one run, and two runs will score. The Evergreens will lead 4-0. I am going to lobby our official score, probably a hit and a throwing error. We'll wait and see if that's the way it's going to be scored. Going to be scored a straight error there on the throw. Evergreens get two runs in as Josh Merchant reaches on what's going to be a throwing error. It was Dalton Varsho, the catcher, who fielded that ball. So no hit and no RBIs for Josh Merchant, but the Evergreens get two more runs in and have a 4-0 lead. Here comes Alex Kell. Merchant stands on first base. Kell looking to bunt this runner over. Bunted back over the pitcher's head on an unusual bunt, and everyone's going to be safe. The pitcher kind of slid off the mound, and the bunt, which was not a very good bunt, went over the pitcher's head and kind of into that no-man's land just behind the mound. So Alex Kell, who was really being asked to sacrifice there, bunts himself for a base hit. The Evergreens are up 4-0. Still no one is out here in the second inning. Two more runs are in. And we come to the top of the order with Mason Hagenbusher. RBI single, for line drive single for Mason Hagenbusher to lead off the game. He's 1-for-1. And the Evergreens are threatening again with runners on first and second for Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher looks to bunt the runners over. It's pushed back to the mound. Catcher fields it and retires Mason Hagenbusher. The runners advance into scoring position on Hagenbusher's sacrifice. Cody Cocker to bat now for the Evergreens. Cocker reached on an error and scored. So after Hagenbusher's sacrifice, there are potentially two RBIs here for Cody Cocker if he can get a hit to the outfield. It is Josh Merchant who's over at third base, and it's Alex Kell down at second for Cody Cocker. Again, earlier in the week, we saw this Evergreens team give up a 7-run lead, so it's not like you can never have enough runs. That is a lesson from earlier this week as well. If you're hitting and you're scoring, heck, keep going. First pitch is a called strike to Cody Cocker. Evergreens have out-hit the Tigers 5-1. Each team has committed an error. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a low pitch that was going to be a ball. Cocker is over the top, and it's no balls and two strikes. Michael Plaza, who laced a triple his first time up, awaits on deck. So he's going to get a turn to bat, probably with runners in scoring positions. Michael Plaza will have a chance to show off his hitting. Here's a ground ball to first. Runner plays halfway at third, and the first baseman, J.C. Kresselt, takes it to the bag himself. Cody Cocker grounds out, and the Evergreens do not get that run in from third base. So now it will be up to Michael Plaza to try and deliver that hit. Plaza's triple drove in a run back in the first inning, so he's already got himself one RBI. You know, it was against Marsh.
What a day it was. Started the game playing with the JV team. Came over what was a wild game, a 14-11 game. First pitch to Michael Plaza is down low for a ball. The only thing for Michael Plaza to decide is whether he's going to hit, perhaps lay down some kind of suicide squeeze. We'll see. count is one ball, no strikes. Merchant at third, Kellett second for Michael Plaza with two outs. Here's the pitch. That one almost hit him inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Plaza taking his time, steps out, checks his batting gloves. Plaza is probably the number two hitter in the entire conference, behind Dalton Varsho of Marshfield. Plaza's counterpart sits right behind him, the Marshfield catcher. So you bet he'd like to show off here. Got under this one, pops it up in foul territory. A lot of room over there in right field, but this one falls harmlessly in foul ground. So it's just a long strike, two balls and one strike here to Michael Plaza. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. Visit us online at bonejoint.net. Two balls and a strike to Michael Plaza. Single here sure gives the Evergreens a great start, and that's exactly what he's delivered. An RBI line drive single to center field, misplayed by the center fielder Caleb Alexander. Two runs will come in, and Michael Plaza takes an extra base because of that error. It'll be a single and two RBIs for Plaza, and advancing to second base on the bobble in center field by Caleb Alexander. The Evergreens have scored their fifth and sixth runs of the ball game, and now lead Marshfield 6-0. So Michael Plaza gets himself two more RBIs. He's got three for the ball game. And Colton Zahadra has struggled in this ballgame. Wyatt Brown to bat now. And Brown can pick up an RBI with Michael Plaza standing out there at second base with two outs. Evergreens with two in the first and four more here in the second. Pitches down low in the dirt. Blocked by catcher Dalton Varsho. So Michael Plaza is indeed putting on a little bit of a hitting clinic for Dalton Varsho. Plaza's got an RBI single and a triple. Varsho walks in his at-bat. Of course, he'll get another turn or two against Brady Burrell. Wyatt Brown waits on the 1-0 pitch. That's a strike at the knees. One ball and one strike. Evergreens with this 6-0 lead, trying to break out of this three-game losing streak. And that's just one of the ironies of baseball. Sometimes you lose to the bad teams and beat the good teams. Although this game's still got a lot of time left in it. You know, this is the toughest team that the Evergreens will play this week. And this is the best hitting that we've seen from the Evergreens so far. Some of the best pitching we've seen, too. Pitches outside to Wyatt Brown. It's two balls and one strike. And there's going to be some action in the Marshfield bullpen, as this could be a short afternoon for Colton Zahadra. Got a couple of Marshfield players that are making the walk down to the first base throwing area. Pitch there is over for a another thing. What, that hit him? Hit batter. It's a slow off-speed pitch that apparently grazed Wyatt Brown's either arm or maybe part of his jersey. A hit batter allows Wyatt Brown to reach. Brady Burrell hit a line drive that was caught by the first baseman, J.C. Kressel, during his first at-bat. Burrell was robbed of a hit. And now with two outs, he becomes the ninth batter that the Evergreens have sent to the plate here in the second inning. The pitch to Burrell is outside for ball one. Evergreens with six runs on six hits, and they lead Marshfield 6-0. We are only in the bottom of the second inning. And, of course, with the chance of rain or thunderstorms, you don't even want to think about that. You want to get the five innings in and make sure this game is official. One ball, no strikes. Brady Burrell takes a strike there. It's 1-1. Should Burrell reach, Sean Ludke will bat. Ludke started off this inning. Let it off with a single. Evergreens have Michael Plaza at second, Wyatt Brown at first. That's pretty good speed on the base paths. And here's the 1-1 pitch to Burrell on the outside corner. It's one ball and two strikes. Brady Burrell is sometimes DH'd for, so he has fewer plate appearances than some of his other teammates. He is 2-for-14 for the season to .163 batting average. But again, that's in limited plate appearances. 1-2 pitch is a ground ball between second and first, and it gets through. A slow rolling seeing eye single for Brady Burrell, coming all the way around from second to score is Michael Plaza. An RBI single for Brady Burrell. And the Evergreens now lead 7-0. That ball was just a slow roller, but the second baseman Sam Klein was playing more towards the base at second, and was unable to get over it to make a play as it was closer to first base. So Brady Burrell gets himself an RBI. And Wyatt Brown, who has great speed, went all the way to third base. Jordan Ellenbecker will pinch run here for Brady Burrell. And here comes Sean Lutke, one for one in the ballgame, to take his turn at bat. The Evergreens about hit the Tigers now 7-1. Left-handed Lutke waits for Colton Zahadra. And there's a little more urgency in the Marshfield bullpen. This may be Zahadra's last batter. Pitch is over Lutke's head for ball one. All of these Evergreen runs are earned. Well, let's see. No, I take that back. That one run in the first inning, which reached on an error, Cody Cocker reaching on error, six of the seven runs are earned against Colton Zahadra. Pickoff throw to first. Brady Burrell gets back in time. Sorry, that's Ellenbecker, pinch running, who gets back in time. When Brady Burrell goes back out to pitch, it'll be a long, long time since he's towed the rubber. And again, the Evergreens have this 7-0 lead. And here's a fly ball to center field. Kind of well hit. Caleb Alexander goes back. He's got room. He makes the catch. And that brings the inning to an end. The Evergreens sent 10 men to the plate and get 5 runs. At the end of 2, it's D.C. Everest 7, Marshfield nothing. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com. If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are
Buckhorn! For the top of the third inning here at Simon Field, the Evergreens putting the hurt on Marshfield right now, 7-0. Of course, I'm sure it is not lost on Evergreens fans that they led 7-0 earlier in the week in a game that they did not win. Hopefully, we'll have the clamp-down defense and will not have any further problems here. Marshfield committed 2 errors in that second inning, 3 overall for the ballgame. I misspoke and said that there was an error charged to the Evergreens. That is not true. The Evergreens have played errorless baseball. Top of the third brings Caleb Alexander on the top of the Marshfield order to the plate, and the first pitch is strike one to Alexander. Alexander has Marshfield's only hit. He led off the ballgame with a long triple to the wall. Off-speed pitch, that one just missed. It's 1-1. And, of course, to add to the frustration of Marshfield today, Alexander, after that leadoff triple, was stuck there at third base and went no further. 1-1 pitch. Burrell just missed outside. And that pitch wasn't outside by much. 2-1. Burrell has not been as sharp with his control as we've seen in some games. He's issued 2 walks, both of them back in the first inning. His second inning was much better than his first. Off-speed pitch there, misses. Burrell may be trying to be just a little bit too fine here with Caleb Alexander. He knows who had the big long hit after him. Problem is, you've got to retire batters 1 and 2 because Dalton Varsho, the leading hitter in the league, bats third, and you want him coming up with nobody on base. Here's a hard hit line drive left field, base hit. Smacked it through the left side of the infield, and Caleb Alexander is 2 for 2. He's got himself a triple. Here comes Sam Klein to bat for Marshfield. Klein grounded out during his first appearance at the plate, so he's 0-for-1. And Brady check at first base. Brady kind of shortens up and uses that slide step delivery with that runner on first. He throws over there. Again, you know, with the 7-0 lead, I'm not sure how many pickoff moves to first base I would want here. Might be happier with Brady Burrell taking care of Sam Klein at first base. Instead, throws over again to his first baseman, Josh Merchant. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Tolusti & Kennedy Attorneys at Law. Tolusti & Kennedy SC, we're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Runner is going, pitches a high strike, throw down to second, safe. It's a stolen base for Caleb Alexander. Not sure I understand anything about that sequence. You throw over to first base with a 7-0 lead, disagree with that, and down 7-0, of course you need base runners. What you can't have is the runner thrown out on the base path, and Marshfield steals anyway. It moves up Caleb Alexander to a base. And now there's something wrong with the Evergreens catcher, Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher's got something in his eye. We get timeout, and Hagenbusher is walking over to the bench to try and see whatever's going on with him. And Evergreens coach, Dave Langbit, is going to come out, and the Everest infield is going to gather around pitcher Brady Burrell while we have an injury stoppage from Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher is looking at his left eye. This has got to be something. I'm not sure if Mason Hagenbusher wears contact lenses or not, or if he's just got some dirt in his eye there. In fact, Mason Hagenbusher, I believe, has just found his contact, if that's indeed what he has. While Mason Hagenbusher is walking back to home plate and is picking up his glove and now has his catcher's mask handed to him, he's ready to play again. Sam Klein is the batter. There's nobody out and a runner on second base, and the count is no balls and one strike. We're playing the top of the third inning, and the Evergreens are leading 7-0, trying to get this game in, hopefully before the rain arrives. It's just overcast now. What little wind there is, blowing out. 0-1 pitch to Klein, off-speed pitch, bounced to second. Second baseman Nathan Sleaford throws over to first and gets the out. Runner advances to third on the ground out. So this is twice now that Caleb Alexander, who is the lead runner, has made it over to third base. If Caleb Alexander has yet, Brady Burrell's shutout is still intact here, and here comes Dalton Varsho. Varsho walked and stole a base, was left stranded at second back in that first inning. That was the threat the Marshfield Tigers had. I mean, the Marshfield Tigers could have staked themselves to an early lead, but didn't. They loaded the bases, but failed to score in the first inning. Pitch to Varsho there. Burrell needed that outside corner strike, and he did not get it. It's ball one. Varsho is a lefty. Evergreens, just like they did the first time they saw him, play him a little bit around to right field. Here's the pitch, off-speed pitch. It's bounced in front of home plate, gets by the catcher. A wild pitch scores a run for Marshfield. Brady Burrell tried to throw something off-speed to Dalton Varsho and bounced it in front of the plate, allowing Caleb Alexander to score. It's now 7-1. Back in Brady Burrell's last pitching appearance on Monday, Burrell left the game still leading by one run, but was responsible for the runner left on third base, who scored on a wild pitch. Varsho fouls that one back. It's two balls and one strike. So Marshfield is on the scoreboard. Evergreen still with a 6-run lead. And not to look back too much at unpleasant memories, when the Evergreens lost to West, I thought that lead was safe, and I thought that game was just so in the bag that even when West scored their first 3 runs and then their 4th run, Varsho swings and misses the off-speed pitch 2-2. I never thought that the Evergreens were threatening in that game. I mean, I thought that game the Evergreens were just going to win on cruise control. And West put up 4 runs in the 6th and 4 in the 7th. So the Evergreens will want to be extra sure that the Marshfield Tigers don't have any eyes on a comeback here. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Varsho, off-speed pitch. That's hit a ton, but it's going to be foul to right field. He hits that over the equipment shack, Dalton Varsho just hit that ball probably 380 feet on the fly. But foul. There are two fans, one of them's on a scooter and one's in a lawn chair all the way in the right field corner. They probably sat down there thinking no ball would ever be hit out here, and that ball went over their head on a line. Pitches up high to Dalton Varsho, 3-2. So Dalton Varsho shows off his power on a very long foul ball. And the guy on the scooter is still looking, and he's probably 20 yards behind the wall here. Varsho swings and misses. He's a strikeout victim. The second out. You know what? I like that just fine. We saw that Dalton Varsho is a tremendous hitter. We saw how far he could hit it, foul, and then he strikes out. It's exactly the way we drew it up. Here comes Jack Donahue. Burrell now has four strikeouts for the game. Marshfield got a run in and a wild pitch earlier in this inning, so Donahue bats with two outs and the base is empty. Start him off with a breaking pitch. It's outside for a ball. Evergreens Baseball brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile? See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. And here is a ground ball to short on one hop. Alex Kell deep in the hole, long throw. That's a pretty play for Alex Kell to end the inning. Alex Kell backhand one hopper on a hard smack, and then a nice throw across the bag to Josh Burchett. Marshfield gets a run in on one hit, a stolen base, and a wild pitch. At the end of 2.5 minutes, D.C. Everest 7, Marshfield 1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Let's go to Matthew in Venice Beach, California. Welcome.
As a driver as a whole, who do you think the better driver, Formula One or NASCAR?
I would have to say, you know, you're going back to with Michael Schumacher and Anton Senna, guys like that, even, you know, back when I would almost go with an F1 driver at that point, like Mario Andretti, who's done everything and has success in multiple forms of racing.
Okay, told you.
All right, man. Hey, guys, appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. Oh, I love that. A little argument in the car, and they have to get it settled by calling a national radio show. You got to love it.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox.
I was wondering if Marshfield would send out Holton Zahadgra again to work another inning. The answer is yes. Zahadgra is back on the mound after facing 10 batters and giving up 5 runs in the second inning. Sleaford, Merchant, and Kell, 7, 8, and 9 in the Evergreens batting order to bat here in the bottom of the third. Sleaford singled and scored back in that 5-run second, and the pitch from Zahadgra is down low for a ball. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Sleaford waiting in there. They hit and run with Sleaford at the plate the last time, and he delivered a single. Just what you'd like to see. It's one ball and one strike. And that was Sleaford's first hit of the year, 1-for-18. Well, it all starts with a single step, and Nathan Sleaford took that first step. Here's a bouncer right back to the mound. Colton Zahadgra fields it cleanly, throws over to first, and for the first time in the game, Marshfield has retired the leadoff batter. Now Josh Merchant. Merchant reached on an error in what was an unusual at-bat. Merchant was asked to sacrifice with runners on first and second. He bunted the ball foul twice, so down 2 strikes he had the chance to swing away, and he topped it up the third base line about where a bunt would go. The catcher, Dalton Varsho, fielded it and threw wildly to first base, scored an error. But Josh Merchant accomplished the task of moving the runners over after failing to get the bunt down. First pitch to Merchant is a ball. Colton Zahadgra pitching with none on and one out. And Merchant fouls that one off down the first base line. His swing was late. It's a ball and a strike. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports because the world needs more great teams. Ministry St. Clair says, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. One ball, one strike, and one out as we play the bottom of the third. Evergreens 7, Tigers 1. Off-speed pitch there to Merchant, and again, that's fouled off down the first base line. Over the big screen, almost hit the light stanchions and goes into the road. One ball and two strikes. I wonder if our fans who had that long Dalton Varsho foul ball go over their heads are listening to us on Fox Sports Radio. Give us a wave if you are. Because you've been chasing that ball a long, long way. I think they did retrieve that foul ball and brought it back in. Merchant fouls one back. It's one ball and two strikes. I see some heads nodding out there, but I can't tell for sure. Alex Kell awaits on deck for the Evergreens. One ball, two strikes, and that's bounced low to Merchant to count even to 2-2. The Marshfield Tigers are 3-2 in conference play, and that 3-2 record is good for second place. So this is probably a more important game for the Tigers than it is for the Evergreens. Of course, the Evergreens are trying to snap this three-game losing streak, and at least in their last two games, BC Everest has not played particularly well. So this would be a quality opponent to get back on track if the score holds up the way it is now. After a quick trip to the mound by catcher Dalton Varsho, we're ready for a 2-2 pitch to Josh Merchant. Merchant chops it slowly back to the mound. Again, Colton Zahadra comes off the mound to field it, throws over to first base, and there's the second out. So this has been the best inning of the game so far for Zahadra. So they are hoping that he settles down and that Marshfield, I guess, would like to get a few more innings out of him. As now Alex Kell comes to bat. Kell singled and came around to score in that 5-run second inning. And unless Kell can reach and come around to score here, this might be the first time that Marshfield will have kept the Evergreens off the scoreboard. First pitch swinging, that's fouled off. Tapped almost back into the catcher Dalton Varsho's mitt, strike one. Alex Kell's been pretty solid at the plate, .259 batting average. 8-for-28, including his single earlier today. Evergreens own the run column, 7-1. Own the hit column, 7-2. And for once, another team has committed more errors than the Evergreens. Marshfield with 3 miscues to the Evergreens, none. That pitch is down low, 1-1. Today's Evergreens baseball broadcast is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and Highway J in Weston. You know what? Now Marshfield is sending 2 players out to right field like they're looking for this hard hit, base hit to the left side for Alex Kell. Kell with some 2-out hitting is 2-for-2 in the ballgame. And the Evergreens will send Mason Hagenbusher and the top of the batting order to come up here.
Number 35, Mason Hagenbusher.
Hagenbusher led off the game with a single, was asked to sacrifice in his second at-bat and achieve that successful bunt. Mason has 14 hits and 36 plate appearances. And the Evergreens will try and get a little 2-out bingo going here with Alex Kell at first base and Mason Hagenbusher at the plate. See if they're going to put Kell in motion. He's got a big lead over there. Had to dive back to first base on a pickoff throw. He's back safely. Today's Evergreens game sponsored by Intercity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Intercity State Bank, come bank with us. Convenient offices in Weston, Schofield, and Wausau. Throw over to first base again. And diving back safely is Alex Kell. Again, with 2 outs and cruising through a comfortable inning, I would imagine you would want Colton Zahadra to focus on getting the 3rd out rather than picking off that runner at first. Kell almost picked off there, had to dive back. We have still not seen our first pitch in this sequence thrown towards home plate in Mason Hagenbusher. Instead, we have seen 3 pickoff attempts over to first base to try and get Alex Kell leaning away. And Kell again has a very big lead, almost daring him to throw over. There's a bouncing ball to the right side. The second baseman, Sam Klein, comes over, throws almost wildly, held on by first baseman J.C. Kresselt, and that does bring the inning to an end. Kresselt was being pulled off the bag and almost collided with the base runner Hagenbuescher there, but was able to hold on, was able to keep his foot on the bag, and the inning comes to a close. For the first time in this ball game, the Evergreens do not score in their half of the inning. Three complete, BC Everest 7, Marshfield 1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorn!
I'm Chris Conley. Welcome back to Simon Field. Brady Burrell's pitched pretty well for the Evergreens. He's on to work the top of the fourth inning. He has allowed only two hits, one run. The run did score on a wild pitch. Not too happy about that. Four strikeouts and two walks for Brady Burrell, looking for his fourth win of the season. His team still leads 7-1. Here comes J.C. Kresselt, who figured in that odd play over at first base on a wide throw and a collision where he held on to the ball and kept his foot on the bag.
Kresselt bats left-handed against righty Brady Burrell. And the pitch there is over for strike one. Understand that we are trying again our Comrex 10,000 connection. Hopefully we have better connectivity here. If not, you'll hear our game with our telephone feed, which doesn't sound as great, but you won't miss any of the action here. We got you covered one way or the other. Check swing there, and that's over for a strike. Brady Burrell is ahead 0-2. When Brady Burrell gets ahead in the count, he wants to work quickly. Here he's ready to deliver this 0-2 pitch again. Off-speed pitch, got him, swing, and a miss. Ball was bounced in the dirt, so the throw over to first for Mason Hagenbuescher will complete the strikeout. Lead-off batter retired. So important. Got the lead. You want to throw strikes. Don't want to put runners on board. Want to get that leadoff runner where you can. Got the lights on now at Simon Field. It's gotten a little dark. First pitch is up high for a ball to Trevor Schwecke. Schwecke's 0-for-1, flied out to right field his first time up. And now another fly ball to right field. Coming in and measuring it up is Sean Lutke. Lutke's over near the foul line, makes the catch, and that's the second out. Brady Burrell has retired the last five Tigers that he's faced. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the ex.
Two outs now, and Mitch Zilman comes up to bat. First pitch to Zilman, off-speed pitch, over for a strike. There in the ballpark, someone's got their computer or their cell phone on to see what the weather is like. We understand that there are some thunderstorms in the area, although we have not seen that here. Off-speed pitch bounces in front of the plate, one ball, one strike. As we play the top of the fourth inning, we have to get through the top of the fifth for this to be an official game, if Mother Nature is going to cut us short today. Of course, the Evergreens would hate to see a 7-1 lead squandered by a weather-related stoppage. That would be horrible when you're trying to break out of this three-game losing streak. Brady Burrell there comes back with a fastball and misses off the outside corner to Mitch Zilman. It's two balls and one strike. Two outs and none on as we play the top of the fourth. Evergreens 7, Marshfield 1. And here comes the pitch to Brady from Brady Burrell, and this is popped up to It's on the infield. Shortstop, Alex Kell. He's on the cut of the dirt moving towards second base. That was skied a mile high. Alex Kell makes the catch, and that brings the inning to a close. Three up, three down, and six in a row for Brady Burrell at the end of four and a half, end of three and a half, rather. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth next. Evergreens leading Marshfield 7-1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics.